This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. First up, calling for the next election may come down to a voter survey conducted by Wanita BN. If this confuses you as much as it does us, well, we're going to be getting into it. So this comes from Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, who said that he will dissolve Parliament to pave the way for the 15th general election if a study by Wanita Barisan Nasional shows that the voters favour BN. So he announced this yesterday at the Wanita BN convention and said that the study would assess BN's true strength before going into GE15 with the aim of winning and forming the government on its own. The PM also added that the survey shouldn't only be limited to BN supporters but should cover those from other coalitions as well as fence sitters. And he added that if the report was favourable to BN, he would discuss with the top five of UMNO about the possibility of dissolving Parliament. He also talked about how Wanita BN should continue to help the government disseminate information to the grassroots and to play a role in correcting inaccurate statements from opposition parties. So a couple of things to unpack here, really. On the one hand, this notion of having a voter survey to decide when Parliament should be dissolved and then for the next GE to be called. And on the other hand, the who the PM thinks should be conducting the survey, in this case, Wanita BN. And so I think it really does open up a question of what really goes into that consideration. I mean, it's quite clear from the PM's statements, at least, that what would prompt him is a strong showing for BN. And that's what the survey is intended to uncover. But this is also coming on the wake of multiple calls for snap elections from within UMNO itself. For instance, from Dato' Sri Najib Razak, from Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, because they think that BN can regain full control of the federal government. Now, UMNO, as well as other political parties, have been preparing for GE15 since after the anti-hopping bill was passed in Parliament last month. And last week, Home Minister and Perikatan National Secretary General, Dato' Sri Hamza Zainuddin, reportedly reminded those in UMNO who are pushing for snap polls that UMNO wouldn't be able to form a government without the coalition support. And he was even quoted in Free Malaysia Today, warning them that PN wouldn't hesitate to take over control if there were continued calls from UMNO for an early election. All of which to say, it brings us back to this question of this voter survey that the PM has announced. And we're asking you, what do you think of this? A voter survey by Wanita BN that might determine when the elections will be called. And on that note, do you want elections to be held soon? Do weigh in. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp or voice note 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Halmi Azri Abdul Halim, Research Executive for Ideas. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:11. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila, and we're talking about a statement from the Prime Minister that the dissolving of Parliament and the calling for the next election may be conducted based on a voter survey by Wanita BN. So we'd like to hear from you. What do you think of this? Do you want elections to be held soon? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp or voice note us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to help unpack this is Halmi Azri Abdul Halim, Research Executive for the Democracy and Governance Unit at Ideas. Halmi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sharmila. Hi, good evening, everyone.
So let's jump right in. What do you make of this as a way to decide when to call for elections?
Yeah, thank you. So overall, I would say that when it comes to making the final decisions to call for elections, it rests or basically resides with the AGOM under the advice of the PM. That's the general provision that's provided in the Constitution. But the democratic way that is to see basically for the Prime Minister to gain support from his cabinet, which is the executive branch, and also to refer to the party MPs in the legislative branch for what is best for the nation, instead of relying on the advantages of being an incumbent Prime Minister. I think that's the main issue that we have that has always been in the practice. And additionally, perhaps I can share, Sharmila, is that the reason why he is doing this is probably because the PM himself is not confident with his position in the legislative body, hence the need to rely on BN's internal feedback mechanisms.
Is using voter surveys a common strategy when it comes to deciding on elections?
Yes, it is, because it is very common. As you've seen in some state by-elections, you have the mood of the nation surveys. You also see abroad in the US, you have approval ratings being done by polling centers, also popularity polling that is done regularly. So it is actually a common strategy. The only situation that we have for this current predicament is that it is done internally within the party machinery.
Right. So that's the thing that I wanted to pick up on. So the survey is being carried out by Wanita BN. What are the potential issues that may arise from this as compared to using an independent or more neutral organization?
Yeah, when we talk about this, it will definitely be done on the basis of trying to test the ground or the voters to basically measure the sentiments from all across the what we say. It will definitely target more on the rural constituencies, as that has been the more powerful or basically more effective mobilization from the Wanita branches on all UMNO, MIC and MCA. They are much more effective when they go to house-to-house polling or interactions. I think that's where they are trying to test this out and to see also on the capacity to mobilize party machinery, to bring out the pengundi putih, as what the Prime Minister was referring to.
Now, the survey is intended to help BN assess its true strength before GE15. How will this then help with political strategy?
Well, definitely it will have a big impact in the sense that it will give a general sense to the peratusan keluar mengundi, or basically to have a basic measurement to understand what will be the voter turnout. Because with only 18 coming in, I think there's not been an enough study done to basically find out how many is predicted to come out. So when you have the Wanita movement being mobilized on the ground, they can basically gauge how about in terms of to see how effective is the Barisan National branding, which is also being tested again in compared to the previous elections. So basically, it is to test out the BN branding to see the voter turnout in a post-COVID situation, mind you, and also to see whether or not the 1MDB scandal sentiment is still there. So I think those are the three main things that would definitely be why BN wants to access its own internal strength.
You mentioned earlier that the PM may not be entirely confident about their standing. What do you think the outcome of the survey will reveal? Is BN ready for the GE?
Well, based on discussions with other political observers as well, definitely the main concern will be on overcoming the inflation crisis. So I think that mainly will be the part and parcel of determining the outcome of a suitable date. And that will also coincide with the budget announcement somewhere in October. So that will definitely come into play. Whereas some other factors such as the state election momentum in Johor, in Malacca, I think is nearly gone in terms of, obviously it's running on fumes. So definitely that's not the main concern. I think it will be on trying to find the right timing to overcome the inflation. So that will be the main concern. And is BN ready? Technically, in the chaotic political landscape, I think with more parties emerging, more voters also in the electorate, I think it makes it much more logical for the PM to seek out estimations before entering into an election. So they are trying to be as riled up as possible to mobilize the bases.
So you referred to, you know, Wanita BN's ability to go out and, you know, sort of get into the grassroots and canvass the opinions. There does seem to be a lot of emphasis on Wanita BN's role, but not just in this, but also in political strategy, because the PM spoke about them playing a role in correcting inaccurate statements, disseminating information to the grassroots. So historically speaking, how much of a role has Wanita BN played in the party's larger strategy?
Historically, I would say they have been quite significant in mobilizing the masses. If you look through, even in during pre-independent movements and whatnot, they do have a very long association in terms of trying to mobilize the masses. So they do have that historical value. However, as BN has evolved over the years, definitely they have been compartmentalized into just functioning to a specific role, which is to canvas, to interact, and do more on the welfare aspect of grassroots interactions. I think those are some of the things that could definitely, they've been experienced in doing, but definitely there is a much greater role for in terms of the higher decision-making processes at the party level. I think that's where something moving forward, something that definitely BN can definitely move forward to try and explore, because you have a lot of good figures coming out, young political leaders at the grassroots and also at the ADUN level. I think that's where they got to push forward more on basically making the role of the wanita much more, much more beneficial and much more,
And just briefly, there does seem to be some friction between UMNO and Perikatan. Home Minister Hamza Zainuddin, for instance, reportedly warned that Perikatan National wouldn't hesitate to take over control if there were continued calls from UMNO for an early GE. How would this latest announcement from the PM impact this partnership?
Well, definitely the UMNO internal politics between the Putrajaya cluster as well as the PWDC cluster, I think that will be the main focus point that determines the for the call for the GE15. I think that the internal dynamics within the party will be more significant rather than PN's leverage for the agreed deal upon the PM's appointment. I think the agreement to ascend Ismail Sabri after Muhyiddin Yassin, there was agreement made. I think that would not feature much because at the end of the day, it is the Prime Minister that will definitely go and meet up with the Agong. So that will come back to his own internal party readiness to come into the election. So rather than Hamza Zainuddin's and Perikatan National's threats and also leverages, I think that will come as a minor factor. I wouldn't say that that is the key thing to decide on the outcome of the UMNO and all the general elections.
Halmi, what would you like to leave us with?
For a final note, I think when it comes to what we see in terms of the mood, definitely there is an appetite amongst the political parties to mobilise for GE15. However, whether or not the voters are ready for it, that's another a completely different issue altogether, because people are definitely having the sense of voter apathy, as well as we are also fearful of the inflation that is definitely on the horizon. So I think when it comes to making the right decision, it will definitely come back to how much damage can be mitigated by the Prime Minister and his cabinet to find and strike the decision basically while policy of reforms are being tabled. You have the anti-hopping bill, you have a lot of progress being made in Parliament. I think once all of those things are in order, come October, even the generation end game bill. I think there are several other packages that are also being, there's also talking about the political financing reform. I think these are some of the things when it comes out, roll out, I think that's when the Prime Minister will be more confident to announce for the GE15.
Halmi, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Halmi Azri Abdul Halim, Research Executive for the Democracy and Governance Unit at IDEAS, weighing in on this announcement from the Prime Minister that Wanita BN is going to conduct a voter survey, which will then decide when he might call for elections. So we'd like to hear from you. What do you think of this? And do you want elections to be held soon? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp or send us a voice note 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages. Let's see. We have this from Tommy, who says, an election poll. If they want an early election, then the poll will suggest that. If not, it will suggest otherwise. I mean, that's exactly it. I think part of the reason for doing this is exactly to see whether the time is right, maybe not necessarily for us, but specifically if the time is right for BN to call for elections. Let's see. We have Lee Jun saying, it seems to me like the Wanita BN role has become minimized and has never really risen to the top echelons of decision making. You know, Lee Jun, as our guest Halmi was pointing out earlier, that historically Wanita BN has actually played quite a strong role when it came to policy decisions and party party strategy, but it's perhaps in more recent times that we've seen this change, and maybe their role within the party isn't as obvious or apparent to us. And I wonder whether this sort of public calling to arms by the Prime Minister might see that changing. And, you know, from the perspective of empowering women within our political structure, I think that perhaps is encouraging. Do keep sending your thoughts through. What do you make of this voter survey by Wanita BN that might determine when our elections are called? And are you ready for the elections? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp or voice note 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.